I always love Family Sunday because we've got the kids with us and we're joining together as a church family and talking about God and worshiping Him. And it gives us a great opportunity to express our worship for God in a bunch of different ways. And so I always love Family Sunday for that reason. When I was 13 years old, I think I was 13, there was a presentation at my home church one Sunday. And this presentation was made by a couple of missionaries who lived in Bangkok, Thailand, over in Southeast Asia. They were talking about all these different things that were happening over there, how God was moving, the different organizations that were helping people, and how lives were being changed. And I love hearing stories from missionaries. I love hearing how God is moving. I find them exciting. And during this particular presentation, the missionaries shared about a missions opportunity that they were providing. They were starting up a school for young adults who wanted to learn about missions and gain some missions experience and things like that. And you would go over to Southeast Asia and do some training and some school things, and then they'd send you out to work with an organization of your choice. And I was 13 years old. I got all their information. I was really excited about this. I wanted to go do it. But then I found out that, you know, I was 13, and it probably wouldn't be wise for my parents to send a 13-year-old all by himself to Asia. Kind of makes sense, looking back on it now. But I was too young. I 13 years old, 3 months away from home in a whole other continent, probably not the best idea. It's too young. And I'm sure you guys have been there as well. You know, you wanted to do something, but you were too young, or maybe now you're too old. Sorry, that was a low blow. Actually, I've got friends who still want friends. Sorry, Hannah. Friends who still want to play in the McDonald's, like play areas, the play pens. Well, I'll be driving with this particular friend. Sorry, I don't know why I keep pointing. And we'll see a McDonald's player, and she's like, "Oh, I want to go into that. That looks so amazing." I'm like, "I'm sorry, that would be really weird. I'm sorry if you just walked in there. Just wait a few years. Wait a few years." Or maybe, maybe it's a height problem. Maybe, you know, you're not tall enough to do something, or you're too tall to do something. My brother and I were invited to a birthday party years ago. I was, I don't know, 14. He would have been 9. That made him. But we were invited to a birthday party, and this party was at Canada's Wonderland. And so we were really excited about going all the rides and stuff. But the people who were hosting this party didn't think it all the way through, because the person whose birthday it was. Was quite short. And so we spent the day going around Canada's Wonderland and said, "Oh, that looks like an incredible ride. I want to go on that ride." And then we'd look at the birthday person and say, you can't go on this one. You're too short. I'm sorry." So, I don't know if you've experienced that. You're too old, too young, too short, too tall. But it's not fun. That's not a fun experience to have. And you know, there are a lot of situations where our age or our height or whatever it is keeps us from doing something that we want to do. But I'm thankful that there's at least one thing that we can be a part of that has no restrictions like that. And that's the call of God on each of our lives. It doesn't matter how tall we are or how old we are, what our gender is or anything like that. God has called each one of us to a very specific purpose. And no matter where we are in life, we can start exploring that. So today on Family Sunday, on Family Day weekend, I want to look into that and see how, you know, whether we're 1 month old or 100 years old, we can walk or crawl in the 1 month old, in their case, we can walk in the purpose that God has for us all. So let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity that we have to look into your word. I pray that you would speak to us.
Use me, God, as a vessel to share what you have to say, Father. Speak through me. May my words be yours and not my own, God. In your name I pray. Amen.
So do you believe that our age doesn't define how God can use us for his purpose? Do you believe that? I mean, really? Come on. Do you believe that your age doesn't define how God can use us? Like, of course, God can use a 40-year-old or a 60-year-old. He can even use a 23-year-old. But can he really use a 6-year-old? Like, really? I mean, the 50-year-old, it makes sense. You know, they've got life experience. They've got wisdom. They can do things that a 6-year-old might not be able to do. But are they more effective in fulfilling God's plan? I guess it would depend on the plan. See, there are times when God can use both 50-year-olds and 6-year-olds. See, God uses children to encourage, to teach, to challenge. He uses children in many different ways to do lots of different things. See, God is not exclusive when it comes to using people for his glory. In fact, the Bible is full of stories where God calls and uses children to fulfill his plans and purpose. Look at the story of David, for example, in 1 Samuel 16 to 17. I need a couple volunteers, all right? First of all, I need someone really, really tall. I need the tallest guy here, all right? Dr. Richard. Is there anyone taller than Dr. Richard? Okay, Dr. Richard, you need to come up here for a moment, if you don't mind. All right, give him a hand. Okay. Dr. Richard, thank you. Come on all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. I won't bite. No doctors. All right. You are now Goliath, all right? You're Goliath. So you are a giant, you're tall, you are... you want to enslave all of God's people, all right? So you're really angry, all right? Now I need, you just hang tight. Now I need someone else. I need a David. Lucas, can you give me a hand? Lucas, thanks. Give Lucas a hand. All right, come here, buddy. All right. Come on, all the way up. Cool, awesome. All right, this is David, and that's Goliath. See, Goliath is already laughing at David. He's like, look at the height difference here. Look at the height difference. Do you think you could take Goliath out? Yeah? Oh, I like this guy. All right. High five. Way to go. All right. Well, you know what? That's exactly what happened. In the Bible, we read about a story where a little boy named David, maybe 16 years old, You're not 16, are you? No, how old are you? You're 4? Wow. All right. Way to go, buddy. All right. So David challenges Goliath to a fight. I won't make it happen today. Because, you know, we don't have an octagon or anything like that. I don't want any UFC going on right now. But, you know, in the Bible, we read about how David challenges Goliath. And he took a sling. So here's your sling. Take your sling out of your pocket. All right, now take a rock. All right, perfect. Now swing your swing around. All right, perfect. He's swinging his sling. That's really hard to say. Keep swinging, keep swinging, keep swinging. All right, David, this little boy, was fighting this 9-foot-tall giant. Right? And David, with one stone, he threw the stone at Goliath. He threw the stone at Goliath. There you go. And he defeated Goliath. Way to go, buddy. High five. Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Way to go, David. See, David had a calling and a purpose on his life. He was only 16 years old, but he defeated a giant. Right? I love this guy. He understands. That should have been impossible. He should never have been able to do that. But God used David to do an incredible thing. And you know what? God can use Lucas as well. That's right. Way to go, buddy. You can take a seat. All right, awesome. God has a plan and a purpose for Lucas's life. He's 4 years old. But God can use him in incredible ways. All right, look at the enthusiasm in him. He was so excited. God can use that to encourage and teach us. God's calling Lucas. You know, that wasn't the only time in David's life where someone thought he was too young. There was another moment earlier on when he was somewhere between 10 and 15 years old. There was a prophet named Samuel, and he went to the town of Bethlehem, David's hometown, and he went to David's house, and he talked to his father. And he said, one of your sons is going to be king of Israel. So I need you to bring all your sons to me, and I'm going to look at them, and God's going to tell me which one is going to be king. And so Jesse, like a good, proud father, brings out all 7 of his sons, and he parades them in front of Samuel, and each one, Samuel says, oh, he looks like a good king. But God says, no, it's not him. It's not him. It's not him. And all 7 walk by. And Samuel says, no, it's not any of them. And he looks at Jesse and he says, are those all your sons? Is that all of them? And Jesse replies, you know what? No, it's not all the sons. My youngest son is still out in the field watching the sheep. My youngest son is still in the field watching sheep. See, Jesse, like the great father he is, he was a good father. Jesse didn't even consider David for being king because he was too young. He was a young teenager at most. And Samuel said, all right, bring him here. Bring him here. And so they went to get David, and he came. And God told Samuel, that's our future king, David. And so Samuel anointed him with oil and prayed over him and blessed him. See, if it was up to us, if it was up to humankind, one of the older sons probably would have became king. One of the wiser sons, the stronger sons, because they had wisdom, they had life experience. But God called a child that wasn't considered by the father in the whole process. See, because David was young, his father excluded him from the consideration for king. He never thought that God would choose someone so young, but he did.
See, God can use adults and children alike. There's no age restriction on the call of God. God can use Richard just like he can use Lucas. And that's absolutely incredible. See, there isn't a child in this room, or on other Sundays, there isn't a child downstairs or in the nursery room or anywhere around that doesn't have a calling and purpose on their life. And that calling can start right now. It doesn't have to wait for a certain age or a certain moment when they're old enough. It doesn't have to wait. It can start right now. We can encourage our kids to step into their calling. And we're seeing some of their callings come to life right now. I think actually a few months ago, we had, you know, little Henry Noseworthy, 2 years old. We had him come up here on stage, bring his guitar, and we set up a microphone. And he and Pastor Paul led the congregation in Jesus Loves Me. 2 years old. And you can see in him a passion for music. There's a fight pretty much every Sunday to keep him off the drums. It's adorable. Because I don't have to go home with it. Kidding. You know I love Henry, Kim. You know I love him. But you can see the call of God on a two-year-old's life. He can use Henry just like he can use me or Pastor Paul. He can use children. Up here this morning we had Daniela. Daniela led us in a few different songs. She kicked off the service this morning with a great song that I absolutely love, I Know Who I Am. See, God is using Daniela, a young girl, to lead an entire congregation in musical worship. There's a call of God on Daniela's life. And we need to encourage that and foster that. Because God can use her. God is using her. So we can't stand in the way of that. God doesn't put an age restriction on who he can use for his purposes. Neither should we. Now, I've got a nice throne right here. This is what this is. You've probably been wondering. All right, bring it over here. This is my throne. Actually, it's not my throne. It's going to be the king's throne. I am going to crown a new king of Broadway. It's very exciting. Very exciting. You know, I was actually going to get someone really wise, really, not really old, but, you know, older. Richard, he already helped me out with something else, so I won't choose him. I won't choose him. I thought about Pastor Herb, but he's in the other room. He's praying right now, like a great king would, but he's unavailable, so I won't choose him. Perfect, actually. Zach, come here. Come here. All right, come on up. Oh, he's so excited. I didn't say you're going to be king. I'm kidding. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zach. Sorry. This is King Zach. You can sit up on your throne. Perfect. Awesome. All right. Excellent. Now, as king, there are some things you need to do, right? We've got lots of policies to go over, rules, regulations. Pastor Paul has come up with a lot of things that need to change around here. So you're going to have to do all those things, all right? Do you know anything about budgets? John needs to talk to you, and you need to work with him about the budget, decide where the money needs to go, how much I get paid. I made you king, by the way. You don't know if you want to be king anymore. It's too late. I've already crowned you king.
So you need to help with all this, all right? So just think about that. Sit there for a little while. Think about a plan. I'm going to ask you about a plan for the church soon, all right? Now, to some of you, you're probably thinking, there are better choices to be king of Broadway in this room. You know, someone, like I said, with a bit more life experience, maybe. How old are you, Zach?
Nine.
All right. 9 years old. That's not bad. That's not bad. I think that would make a good king. You know, but maybe someone might be better, 60 years old, 70. Might not be king for as long, but I'm awful today. I need to stick with my notes. But they might be a better king, right? I don't know what I was thinking. Well, actually, you know what? God did something just like this. Not with someone 9 years old. He actually did it with someone 8 years old. In the Bible, in 2 Kings 22, we read about King Josiah. And Josiah became king of Israel when he was 8 years old. Do you think you could be king of an entire nation?
Yeah.
Wow! You were nervous about being king of the church, but an entire nation, you're good, right? Perfect. All right, I like his confidence. Excellent. King Josiah was 8 years old. And if it were up to me, like I said, I would probably choose someone with a bit more life experience to run an entire nation. But God knew what he was doing. God saw King Josiah, and he saw a purpose for his life. He had a calling placed on King Josiah's life. And you know what the Bible says about King Josiah, Zach? It's okay, I'm going to tell you. The Bible says that King Josiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. See, back in those days, it wasn't easy to be king. Was really hard. There were a lot of other nations that wanted to kill you. Yeah, yeah. It was really hard. And if you read through 1 and 2 Kings and some of the other books, you read time and time again how lots of kings, they were evil, they were wicked, they were bad. They made a lot of bad choices. But Josiah, he reigned for 30 plus years. He was king for more than 30 years, and God says that he did what was right. But that started when he was 8. See, God has a calling, had a calling on Josiah's life. Zach? Shake my hand. There we go. All right. God has a calling on Zach's life. God can use Zach just like he can use myself. Pastor Paul, do you see where I'm going with this? God can use Zach to do incredible things, and he's going to use Zach to do incredible things. And those incredible things can start today. How's that sound?
Great.
Cool. Awesome. Give him a hand. Way to go. All right. You can go. You can keep the crown.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, God doesn't put an age restriction on who he can use for his purposes. Because he's the king. King Josiah was 8 years old when he became king of Israel. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. God chose a young boy to do incredible things. Friends, maybe it's time that we start looking at our children and realizing the potential that God has placed on each one of their lives. I think it's time that we stop thinking about their age as a hindrance to their potential and calling and start looking at it as a blessing. Because it can be, and it should be. The children in this building right now are going to do things that we can't imagine. I truly believe that. I truly believe that God is going to use the children here to do things we can't imagine. And we need to stop holding them back and start pushing them forward. We need to encourage them and empower them and teach them the right way to live. Each one of them has passions, interests. They have giftings that God has placed in each of their lives. As adults, we need to help them grow in those giftings because God can use them. Every single one. Even the interests and passions that just seem plain wacky. God can use those interests and passions for His glory. God can use children. A few weeks ago, at the Wednesday morning prayer group that meets here, a few weeks ago we had a little guest. I mean a little guest. In a group of 50, 60, 70-year-olds and me, we had Esther. Esther came one Wednesday and shared her testimony. Completely out of the blue. Just wanted to come one day and share what God was doing in her life. Some of you may know some of the things that Esther has gone through with different surgeries and struggles in her body and in her hip. But the faith displayed by Esther far surpasses some of the faith that I've seen in myself at times and in other people. During these procedures and these checkups and the appointments that Esther and her family have gone to, Andrew was sharing with me, you know, Andrew and Tracy, they were beside themselves, anxious, worried about, you know, is this checkup going to go well? What are the doctors going to find? Are they going to find anything? They were worried, racking their brains, what's going to happen? And then there's Esther, this little ball of joy, who told her parents, you know what? It's okay. God's promised to take care of me. God's promised to watch over me. It's going to work out because God is powerful. And she's sharing these things on the Wednesday in front of a group of people who are 5, 6 times her age. God can use children. God's got a calling on Esther's life. We're seeing that calling played out already. And we need to encourage that. Foster it. Push her forward. Keep encouraging her. Friends, God doesn't put age restrictions on His calling. There is no one too young or too old that can't be used by Him. And it's time to start living by that mentality. We can start playing a part in how these children live out the plans that God has for them. 1 Timothy tells us specifically that young people can be used by God. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity." See, children, young people, we can use them as examples on how to live. Because God instills in them faith and love. There's a reason there's the phrase, faith like a child. Right? It's actually a Bible verse. Have faith like a child. Because they will believe what you tell them. God has called children, and we can use them as examples to teach us. So here's what we're going to do. The worship team can come back onto the stage. Here's what we're going to do. This might be challenging for some of you, but that's okay. Walking in God's promises and God's calling and purpose isn't always easy, but it's the right thing to do. So what we're going to do, as the music team plays, I'm going to invite all the children, all the parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, anyone who wants to come forward. We're going to pray. We're going to pray that God uses the children. We're going to pray that God uses the parents. We're going to encourage each other. So let's bow our heads. Friends, there's a calling and purpose on each one of our lives, every single one of us, from the oldest to the youngest. And you can realize what that purpose is, but you need to have a relationship with Christ first. You need to have a relationship with Christ, and you need to decide that you're going to seek Him above all else. So with every head bowed and eye closed, I want to ask a question. Do you want to join the family of God? Do you want to know Christ? And if you do, I'm going to say a prayer, and you can repeat that prayer with me. God, thank you for dying on the cross for me and forgiving my sins. Thank you for loving me and caring for me. God, I want to live for you, so come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Help me live for you. Amen. And with your eyes closed still and head bowed, if you made that decision, if you said that prayer, I want to connect with you. I want to, you probably have some questions. It's a big decision you made, one of the most important decisions of your life. So if you said that prayer, I want you to just slip your hand up in the air. We've got some information we want to give you. We can connect with you. We want to answer your questions.